Hello, my name's Suzanne Henwood, and it's my absolute pleasure to introduce you to MBIT Balanced Breathing. This will be done in two separate recordings. This first recording is going to cover five key areas to ensure that you get the most out of your balanced breathing process. The second audio track is a beautiful guided meditation taking you through the process so that you can feel the full benefits. In this first one, I'm going to cover five main areas: posture, mechanics, your nose, rhythm, and feeling. So let's just cover those off one by one. The first one is posture. In order to breathe adequately, and apparently 90% of us don't, we need to be in such a position that actually enables our lungs to take in a full volume of air. If you're sat up, I'd love you just to wriggle slightly forward in the chair so that you're not leaning against the back. Put both your feet flat on the floor. You might like to rest your arms on your thighs. And just introduce a slight curve at the bottom of your spine that will then encourage you to tilt your shoulders slightly back. This opens up the lung area. Once you find yourself in the right position, you should find that your spine holds your weight beautifully without any effort, so it should be an easier place to sit for a period of time. Once you've got that position comfortably, just take note of where your head is and again move that so that the weight of your head is positioned in such a way that your neck and those big trapezius muscles down the back of your neck and across the back of your shoulders don't have to hold the weight of your head. It should feel natural, it should feel free of tension, and it should be a very easy position to hold. And just play with that for a few minutes as I carry on talking, so that when you're ready, you can move on to track two and move straight into balanced breathing. If for any reason you haven't been breathing fully and well for a long time, you might find it easier to lay on the floor on your back with possibly a small support under your head or neck, and this will also help to encourage a full breath in. Fantastic. So having got your posture upright or flat on the floor so that you can take a full breath, let's think about some of the mechanics of breathing that are helpful to bring into our awareness. There's several muscle groups involved in breathing, but the one that we want to encourage to fully activate is the diaphragm. The diaphragm is the big muscle that sits across the bottom of your lungs and separates your lungs from your abdomen. As you breathe in, it contracts, and if it's working effectively and it's being used to move the lung fields, then it will drop down slightly into your abdomen, and you will notice in response that your abdomen, that soft part of your tummy, just extends as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, your tummy will go flat again towards your spine. Just take a few moments, maybe place your hand on your tummy, and as you breathe in, check that this is the movement that's happening for you. There are so many reasons why people have stopped allowing ourselves to breathe right into the belly or forgotten how to. And so it may take a few practices to get this back to being natural and easy for you. The third thing I want to talk to you about is breathing through the nose. There's many good reasons for breathing through the nose rather than the mouth. One of which is it regulates the temperature of the air coming into the lungs. The second is that it filters the air, taking out any dust or microparticles that you don't want into your lung spaces. It also regulates the speed of the flow and slows the breath down, which actually encourages a deeper breath, which is good for you. When we take a deeper breath, we stimulate more of the parasympathetic nerve fibers, those fibers that calm us down, that are in higher proportion at the bottom of the lungs. And also, you might be interested to know that nose breathing is said to increase our cognition, our ability to use our head brains for knowing, analysing and evaluating data. Fantastic. So number four, let's talk about rhythm. There are many ways to breathe, and if you are a meditator or a yoga practitioner, you might already be familiar with some breathing techniques. The key here is to know what you're trying to achieve, because each of those techniques has a different desired outcome. In embraining, we are creating what we call calm, alert. It's a very balanced state. It's not into relaxation, and it's not overstimulated. It sits in the middle of that scale. In fact, if you imagine a line from left to right, where balance is in the middle, sympathetic to the right, where you're hyperstimulated, possibly in stress or fear, and parasympathetic right across to the left, where in the extreme, you might be withdrawn or apathetic. Even as I'm talking, you might want to indicate on that line where you feel you're currently sitting. Ideally, we want to be in the middle, able to move from side to side, because both of those states are healthy in some cases. But particularly in the working environment, we want to be in calm alert, which is fantastic for decision making, for learning, and for basically doing the best job that we can. The way that we do that is by understanding that the in and the out breath stimulate those two different arms of the nervous system. An in breath will stimulate the sympathetic arm, and the out breath stimulates a parasympathetic arm. So what we do is we use that knowledge to create a balanced breathing where we breathe in and out for the same duration. Ideally, we breathe in for 6 seconds and we breathe out for 6 seconds. Now, this might be a slower breath than you're used to, and it may take a little while to get into that rhythm. If it's too big a reach, drop your count to 4 or 5. It's much better for you to be in a rhythm than worrying about what the final count is. Even as I'm talking, you might begin to bring your breath into an even pattern and just sense for yourself what you notice in your body as you drop into that balanced, calm, alert state. Fantastic. And the fifth and the final point that I wanted to raise in preparation for moving into balanced breathing is about feeling. This is a way of increasing the speed with which you can go into coherence or calm alert. It's about taking a feeling into your body around your heart area. And we're looking for a feeling that creates an energizing or an uplifting for you. Something like appreciation or gratitude, peace or joy, compassion, unconditional love. You select the feeling that it's easiest for you to feel. For some people, they may think first about what that emotion is and what it means, and that's fine. But having gone through the thought process, I want you to drop your attention to your heart and actually feel that emotion in your body. You can place your hand, the flat of the palm of your hand, against your chest, if you like, to actually feel your heart. Fantastic. So just as a reminder, there are 5 key points to getting yourself into balanced breathing. The first is posture. The second is the mechanics using the diaphragm. The third is breathing through your nose. The fourth is using an appropriate rhythm to get you into calm alert, which is an even in and out breath. And the fifth is feeling a positive, high vibrational feeling that energizes and uplifts you at the heart level. Once you have mastered all of those 5, or indeed you can move on and practice while you move into balanced breathing, then we recommend that you do move on to the second audio tape and actually experience for yourself balanced breathing, which in the ideal world you would be doing 4 to 6 times a day for maybe up to 5 minutes. And we know from research that this gives you a good coverage of heart health throughout the whole day. So you might want to set yourself prompts or reminders, maybe even an alarm on your phone, that will just bring you back to doing your balanced breathing regularly to give yourself the best possible impact of that practice. We wish you well, and we hope you enjoy the practice. Goodbye for now.